You've probably heard the phrase, golf is 90% mental, thrown around a lot. Jack Nicklaus said golf is 99.9% mental. His instructor, Jim Flick, who was one of my first mentors when I started teaching, said golf is 90% mental and the other 10% is mental. So let's talk about what that actually means and why it matters to you. How do you know if this is mental? Now, before we go any further, let me answer the question you might be asking. How do I know if I need to work on the mental part of my game? Because maybe you're sitting here thinking, is it really my brain or do I just need to fix my swing? Here's how you know. First, you're not taking all your talent out onto the golf course. If you can perform better on the range than when you go to the golf course, that's mental. If you're disappointed with your results and frustrated by the way your game is showing up out there, you're most likely getting in the way of your talent mentally with your thoughts and your emotions. It's not your swing. You have the swing. You can get it around. You've proven that on the range. The question is, can you take it to the course? The second reason that you'd want to work on the mental part of your game is if golf is a big part of your life and you're just not enjoying it. Maybe you live in a golf community, maybe you're part of a golf family, maybe you belong to a country club, and golf is just one of the hobbies that you've chosen, but you're not enjoying your results and you're not enjoying your time on the golf course. That is also mental. Now, golf is not always fun, but if you're not enjoying your experience, if you're walking off 18 feeling frustrated, disappointed, or like you just wasted 4 hours and you really want to quit the game of golf, then something needs to shift, and that something isn't your swing. Third, you have a human brain and you play golf. Honestly, if you have a human brain and you're playing the game of golf, it is worth working on the mental part of your game. Here's why. You cannot access all of your talent unless you can guide your brain. Notice I didn't say manage your mind or control your thoughts. I said guide your brain, because that's what this is. It's not about shutting your brain down or forcing positive thoughts. It's about stepping into leadership, being the leader of your own brain out on the golf course. And that's a skill, just like the game of golf. It's learnable and it's worth doing, not just for golf, but for everything. So if any of those three things resonate with you, you're in the right place. And now that we know that this is mental, let's talk about why golf is so mental in the first place. Here's the thing. I'm not really a huge fan of the term mental. It has some baggage, right? When someone says you're in your head or you're a head case or you're not mentally tough enough, none of that feels very good. You could be crushing it in every other area of your life, successful, smart, capable, and then you step on the golf course and it's like, who am I? So let me give you the definition I actually like. Mental golf just means relating to the mind or involving the process of thinking. That's it. It's not about you being broken. It's about being intentional with your thoughts and your emotions on the golf course. And honestly, that's the ultimate goal. If you can think clearly and manage your emotions, you're going to be able to take more of your talent out onto the golf course. But here's the problem. Most of us were never taught how to do that. So why is golf so mental? Why does it mess with you so badly? Let me break it down. There are two big components to why golf feels so hard mentally. Component one is what happens shot to shot. On the golf course, you're dealing with two things in real time, your thoughts over the golf ball and your emotions over the golf ball. And you've got to manage both quickly, between shots. And if you top it, it's your turn right away. At home, if you're having a bad day or you're frustrated, you've got time. You can go get a glass of wine or call a friend or sit on the couch and zone out. But on the golf course, it's your turn to hit. You don't get to say, hold on, I need a minute to process this anger, right? You've got to hit the shot. And if you don't know how to process emotions quickly, you're swinging from disappointment, from frustration, from fear. That's the challenge. You can go from excited on the tee to frustrated after a bad bounce to anxious over a shot you don't trust, all in the span of one hole. And most of us don't know what to do with all of that. We just react. We tighten up. We swing faster. We start thinking about the score instead of the shot. And before we know it, we're not playing our game anymore. That's the first component. The other component, and this is the one people don't talk about enough, is what I call the weighted rain jacket. You know those horrible, heavy, sweaty Gore-Tex rain jackets? I had to wear them when I played in college, and I hated the feeling of swinging in them. They were so restrictive. That's what we put on ourselves mentally. This is the stuff you're carrying around the whole round. What's going to happen at the end of 18? How are you going to judge your score? What are you going to make it mean about you? What do you think other people are going to think? This is where perfectionism shows up. Fear of failure, fear of disappointment, low self-worth, beating yourself up with I'm not good enough. You know, a lot of people tell me, no, I'm pretty confident off of the golf course. I don't have these issues anywhere else. It's just golf. And I'm going to tell you, if you have good self-worth, you have it everywhere. It doesn't turn on and off depending on where you're standing. If you're telling yourself, I'm not good enough, or I feel like a failure on the golf course, that's showing up somewhere else in your life too. We just haven't connected the dots yet, or you're totally avoiding those scenarios. I call this waiting to go get a spanking. You know what's waiting for you at the end of 18, and it hangs out with you all day. That adds another layer of mental management on top of all the individual shots, and that's the second component. So those are the two big reasons why golf is so mental. What happens shot to shot, managing your thoughts and emotions in real time with no time to process, and what you're carrying the whole round, that weighted rain jacket of perfectionism, fear, and self-judgment. And here's the kicker. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you can't manage your mind, you're not taking that talent out onto the golf course. You just can't access it. You end up leaving it all on the range. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Okay, Kathy, I get it. Golf is mental. My brain is the problem. But what do I do about it? That's exactly what we're going to cover. But before we can fix it, you need to understand what's actually happening up there. Because once you know how your brain works, once you know what to expect from it, managing it gets a whole lot easier. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So here's what I want you to take away from this. Mental isn't a bad word. It just means you're managing your thinking and your emotions. And golf is mental because it forces you to do that fast, shot to shot, while also carrying the weight of what you're making it all mean. You're not broken, my friend. The game is just exposing something you were likely never taught how to do. In the next lesson, we're going to talk about how your brain actually works, what to expect from it, why it acts the way it does, and how to start working with it instead of against it. Because once you understand the rules your brain is playing by, everything gets clearer.